gets started. We're talking about halacha lemaisa now, about beer chametz. We mentioned just yesterday, many of the talmidim have witnessed bedikas chametz, have been participate. I should say beer chametz, sreifas chametz, have been directly involved in the actual sreifa process. And the end of the shiur yesterday, we were quoting a fascinating question of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman about how do you fulfill the sreifas chametz? After all, the moment that the chametz becomes inedible, it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, then it's what's called chercho kodom zmano mutar b'achila. The Gemara, Rabbi said, open to the Gemara just to refresh your memories. Chof aleph on the base, please. Chof aleph on the base. The Gemara says, chercho kodom zmano. Fifth line, mutar b'anoa filu le'achaz mano. So once it's chercho kodom zmano, so it's mutar b'achila, they say you're killing a dead dog. You're burning something which is mutar b'achila. So what are you accomplishing? So that was the answer which we, since I have the sefer with me today, Nasiv Chaim, he says that this is a good question of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and he gives an interesting answer. Okay, he says, it's a siman lamed. Hakrum hadak shenechrech berega harishon. The thin layer, I guess, peel. Oh, before anything else, I looked up the article yesterday, and they got the right translation. Rishon was previous. I was so excited. I was jumping up and down. They have the word Yomar Rishon, as previous as the previous day. I had to hand it to them. Very, very impressed. We really should give more cover to article than we do. And I do, I give them a lot of cover, but this was particularly impressive. Particularly impressive. Okay, very good. Okay. Adaya nechal b'sholfi agav alechem. U'maisim b'chol yom. She'och le'miktas choruch agav apas. A little bit is burned, but you're having the whole piece of bread. So you have a little bit, you know, like you're having toast. Okay, nakrum adak she'nechrach b'tchila. Adaya lo nifsal klal. Afila me'achilas odom. Ad she'yosa pecho. Even a person... We'll eat it. I hope we're higher level than the cloven. So if we'll eat it, kavachom, a dog will eat it. So therefore, at that point in time, it's still considered to be something which is a nechal adam. In Cain, bozemis kayemis mitzvah sreifa. The bekru mazem me'olam lo nifsal me'achila ad she'yosa pecha. Now it becomes a coal. Then he asks in brackets, what if you and I will still eat it? Even if it's mamash a coal. V'yaf agav degam shenasa pecha madayin nechal agav apas. Possibly, doesn't matter. Mikomagon kvar poka mine shame ochel. It's not an ochel. So if you ate that piece alone, you wouldn't make a broch on it. It wouldn't matter if it's kashrus state. Doesn't make a difference. That's shenken kodem shenasa pechom adayin shame ochel olav v'lo nifsa mechilas kel. Oh, then he says, and here we get to the tough balance we have to do here. U'miu im yashlich lesocha eish pirurim dakim. You throw. How do you want to try to piruim dakim? Small crumbs. But there, now we had the word dakim, the kimlon, dakim. We had the, if you remember the rush of two yourselves, either piruim dakim or piruim de kimlon. If you remember after we first started learning this in Yana a couple of weeks ago, the word dakim reminds me. Okay? But there, yifsul me'achilas kelev kona shiyasa pecham. It's just a little tiny crumb. No one could eat it. Kevin shem la'atzrim nechol. There is no real bread there, which is not charred. I know Rabbi Manuel is, but some friend of his gave this to, which I think is a very nice tense. Shlomo Zalman's kasha, I said, yes, it gets under your skin. Here he comes, you know, we're trying so hard to have this fulfillment to whatever extent we can. If Sreifas Chametz, we fail it dismally. Now I'm going to tell you the bad news. That despite, I think it's a very nice teretz. I really think it's a very nice teretz. I'm afraid to say that most people fail dismally for yet another reason. Another reason. Let's discuss how big these crumbs are in fact supposed to be. So if you open up your Mishnah Brewer, I hope you have your Mishnah Brewers with you. Let's take a look. There's actually on the Numar Makomas, this Mr. Brewer with Ramo actually. This is in Simon Tuf Lamed Beis. Tuf Lamed Beis. Siv Beis. V'noagim lahaniach psise chametz b'mokam shiyimtsoy ma'bodek. Kedei shalo yei berchoso levatolo. Mil anasin lamikev. Tadaz kol adam im la bracha levarim nimtsa. You know, you're making the bracha on the bedikas chametz. You'll find, you won't find, who cares? That's the ikir adin. But nonetheless, people don't want to make a bracha al bir chametz and burn nothing. So they put out these famous 10 crumbs. I assume when you do bedikas chametz in your house, you put out the 10 crumbs. Okay, how big should each crumb be? There's a shari tshuva. What's the zera emes? Shameiniach psisin nochon ledaklek shiyu ktanim pochos mikazayis. Pochos mikazayis. Keep going. Bodek shiyu malaket psisim v'kodem shaboda kol achadorim. He's missing one of the 10 crumbs. Have you ever seen it happen in your life? That one of the 10 is missing? Now what do you do? Why not? Exactly, because the lesson kazayis. But if they're going to be kazayis, you miss one of the 10 crumbs, guess what? You've got to start all over again until you find it. You can spend the whole night. If you're missing one of them. Yeah, it's true. But if it's less than kazayis, you did a bittul, there's no problem. Less than kazayis is really... less than kazayis, presumably not. No. Less than kazayis, there was never a takona. We mentioned yesterday, there's no bayor bayamot, less than kazayis. Many poskim say, no chatzishiyot menator, less than kazayis, according to many poskim. And therefore, you're okay. That's what he says. So the question, so number one, Rabbi, so this leads to another question. What's a kazayis? The size of an olive. What this man is trying to say is against the Shulchan Aruch. Whoa, let's go slow. Shulchan Aruch, this is not our Indian right now, although we'll have to get to it obviously before the Seder when we talk about it by Riches. How about the Kazayas Matzah? Take a look in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Pei Vov. Shir Kazayas. Tov Pei Vov. Shir Kazayas. Yesh Omrim. Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The havik a chati beitzer. The kazayis is a half the size of an egg. Now, and how big is an egg? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah over here, this is right near the little dalet of the Shar Hatziyun. Okay? Yesh machona shochichu. These are not small people. Is it slach? It's slach. The psachim of kuf tes, it's a typo. It's slach. So it's later on in Pesachim. The Beitz Namatsuyim Bismanenu Niskatnu Harbe Ad Lamachta Yikfisha Beyomim Akadmonim Shebeham Shira Chachamim. So therefore, the Shira is Chatzi Beitza. How much was to eat of a matzah? Ke Beitza. That's absolutely wild. So from a little tiny olive, we got an egg to a couple of little steps over here. You have to have a whole egg. So that means if you have a slice of bread less than the size of an egg, a crumb less than the size of an egg, according to this, you're still okay. All right. Otherwise, half an egg, you're still okay. I'm sure that the crumbs that you put out in your house are less than the size of a half an egg. Pretty sure. But the big question is this true? Is this true what the Shulchan Aruch says? He always says it's a yeshom. It's based on a whole series of complexities of how you measure a kazayas, how you measure a kagrogus, how you measure a kabetza. A long story which we will bleed out and discuss before Pesach. Suffice it to say that there are many who deny this whole thing and say the size of a kazayis is the size of a zayis. Finished, an olive. An olive is tiny. Have you seen olives? Ever seen Israel? Probably Israeli olives that are in Israel. How big is an olive? How many of those olives can fit into an egg? God, give me a number, approximation.
The rate says like six or something.
I think it fit more than six. Yeah. I think so. Maybe I'm having it wrong. Six? Where's this ritva?
In Shabbos, I think.
Shabbos, okay. But Kitz and Nimrus.
No, he says, I'm sorry. He says, Kama Bakama.
Kama Bakama. Could be more than six. Yeah. Could be more than six. I have a whole mimer about this, which is printed. So I'm happy to talk to you about it, but not this minute. I'm sorry, I'm saying if you want to have a crumb less than the size of a real olive, I doubt if I'm sure I haven't seen the crumbs in your house, but in my house, I'm afraid to say that the crumbs, I don't make the crumbs, I just try to find them, that the crumbs are probably bigger than the size of a little olive that we have, probably, which according to the Shari Tshuva is bad news if I'm missing a crumb. So you'll say, all right, for that we'll rely upon the bigger size of the kazayis. You know, you get caught, it's only a derabanan. So there are buses. We're not sure what the shear is. We can maybe make it. That's a bigger shear. Probably it's better to have a small shear kazayis, less than the size of our olives. Of course, the question that becomes, if your kazayis is so small, less than the olive, does the svar of Rabbi Manuel apply? You follow what I'm saying? When you burn the outside of that small little crumb, less than the size of an olive, is there still enough left inside that the outside singed part is nechal agav what's left inside? Hear what I'm saying? I don't know. It's Irshul Tzamtzim. I don't know. I'm just making it as a comment. The problem is, and I've seen this in, again, I'm not privy to your private Sreifos Chumas in your private backyards, which may be better for other reasons we'll see in a minute. But I know in Shul it goes on. People bring in bagels. Yes, bagels. Rabbi said to burn through a bagel. You can't even eat through a bagel. You guys are cast iron stomachs. A bagel is so thick and so hard. You know, you need a fire. I don't know what kind of fire to burn through a bagel. How long has to burn? You never get through. What I notice is when they finish all the burning and they're sweeping it away, what do I see inside? Bagels! I'm sorry to say it. Not bagels, Chalila. That's a question of a hundred. But there's some bagel there. There's still something left in the middle. So what do you do? You burned. What happened to the last kazayas of chametz that you really own? You will mevatel it. Because after the fire is raging, you say, kol chamir, the chazite, the lo chazite, the biyate, the biyate, the bottle. That's what's happening to the bagels that's left over from what you threw in. So what did you gain? So I don't throw bagels. I only have 10 little crumbs. That's all I have. And try to make it, not bagel crumbs, but it should be from soft bread. I don't know, whole wheat bread, white bread. That's the softest kind of, maybe even rye bread, okay. Not bagels. Bagels is you follow what I'm saying? I'm nothing against bagels. I mean, whatever. But it's too hard. It's just not going to burn so quickly. That's what I do. But even what I do, I'm 100% sure if it's really burnt everything to the crisp. And how did we define yesterday the burning? On the level of the rice that we suggest, based on Tosfos Chavav, let's refresh your memories. To turn to Tosfos again on Chavav and Beis. Where Tosa gave two different stages of being burnt. What does Tosa say? Bishla gabi gecholim, bishla dafka b'diyevet, afal gav dekol nesrofen afram mutter, afilu lechatchila, yesh lechalek ben afram legecholim. The process means on the level of the raisa, it's enough to make it into a gecholim, coals. The level of the rabbanon, to be mutter lechatchila, has to actually be ashes. Okay? Fine. So the Chora, at first glance, the same thing is true with respect to the Sreifas Chametz as well. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was generally assuming based on his Tosfos. But now, Rabbi Osai, I have to tell you that I found, thanks to the Talmidim, a Tshuvas V'Hanhogos of Rav Sternberg Shalita. You have it here? Tshuvas V'Hanhogos has many Chalokah, but this is the first Chalok. Simon Reish Tzadi Beis, his tale of woe, much of which was already printed in his original Haggadah, Mo'adam Azmanim, but here he has it again. Oy, he says. Oy. He says, there's a big problem. He wrote, Mo'adam Azmanim, Sorof Laban ala Mishra, Vesrefas Chometz, Achete Sorof Legamri, Kigacheles, Kola Chometz. Has to be completely burned. Lo maspik sha or ur lichek sviva v'nirasarof. You know, the fire literally licked the outside and it looks burned. She'ev shod lachtoch mokam asarof, cut away the outside. V'yaror lo adam ala behema. True! Inside, if someone was hungry, they can take what's left after the Sreifas Chametz and eat it. They have to live for a week. Why Afer? I am Tarsus Chavav and Beis Bishla. Sounds like Dina, it's enough. Kikacholim, that's a Dinda Raisa. And the Rambam passes that way in Machalas Asurus Perik Tezayin, Halacha Chav Dalid. Once it's Nasa Gachelas, Halach Yisuran. Oh, so good, yeah? Not so simple, says Rabbi Shtern, but listen to what he says. It's not bad. Aval Yesh Lechalik. Sharambam, that I just mentioned. And the Tosis Chavav and Beis, Visure Hano. In general, Vishav, Kishenishtane legacheles, Hutar, the Yotze dechavaso. So once it became a gacheles, it's mutter, and Yotze yachiv, shame. Aval benosar v'chometz, v'avodazara, shah mitzvah b'sreifa gufa, it's a mitzvah to burn it, it's arguable, sarach shie legamre efer kulo, v'roar lahachmer kain. The chametz, you should try to be a machmir to make it into efer. This goes back to the old question: Nasis mitzvah, so not maybe the mitzvah of burning chametz is different than the mitzvah of burning kalaya kerem. Kalaya kerem is tukareish, it's isiranah. Here is tashbisu. Guess we go back to the old question: you have to get rid of it completely into ashes. New chumra. I think no one keeps this chumra. That everything should be completely ashes. Every little bit should. Halavai should be keep the first edge of the chumra that Shlomo Zalman wanted, or that he assumed would work. That it becomes gachol. So unfortunately, the reality is that most people it's not hefer, and it's not even gacholim. Unfortunately. So how do you achieve this? How do you achieve this? How do you achieve it? What do you do? So he writes as follows. He just says at the end, the Zohar b'laman of the Sreifas Chomet Asher Batuach she Yisarav Kulo Lagamri. What does Kulo Lagamri mean? It means it can be completely burned. But how do you do that physically? What do you do? How do you do it physically? What happens? How's it possible? So there's a beautiful sefer called Piskei Tshuvos. He gives, you know, the bottom line, and it's from Chachmei Yerushalayim, from Ramat Shlomo. And he has, and here in Simon Tuf Mem Hei, which is a simon about burning chametz, towards the very beginning of this simon, what he calls over here, Sivkot and Aleph, he quotes a Shtermach verbatim, Lavan Allah Mishmer, da 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 da, not enough of it, yeah? So how do you do it? He's a how-to man, hands on. And he says as follows. L'chein roi lachtoch es kikros achometz l'chatichos dakos k'dei sh'yaboru sh'yisarev kulo. The only way to do this in real life is if the bread is thin. If it's very, very thin, then the whole thing can burn all the way through. A thick bagel, forget about it. It has to be very, very thin. This is the psak of the Piska Chuvah, I think is correct. Now, yes?
Rabbi said this is problematic because of the last kazais that's destroyed is and not through burning, but would it be possible to argue that any way in which a person destroys their chametz is part of like a drawn out kiyum of tashbisu? As long as they just do some chametz by burning, then
right. That was the Taz Sifkot and Beis implied that, as I told you before. As a matter of here in the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes it over here in footnote 3. He says it on top as well. As long as Yeshu Kosu, Sha'achash, and Isra, Kazayas, and Chometz, then there's no problem. Do whatever you want. Who says so? From the Taz of Cotton Bays and the Gro. I'm not sure which Gro he means. It sounds like Yisra of Kazayas, Vasham, Mafkira. Now, the Taz, I know. I had the question against the Taz. I told you this last time. I didn't understand the Taz. The Taz is over here in Simen Tov Memhei, Sif Cotton Bays. I asked the same question last time. I thought it was just me that I was medayik from the Taz. Obviously, he quotes from some earlier sefer, Sidur Pesach Hilchoso, who's medayik is from the Taz. That's enough to have one kazayis. And it bothered me, but isn't the last kazayis what's critical? So the Taz does seem to say over here, Harei kvar kiyem mitzvah streva b'shar shishis, even though he has more chametz afterwards. So I thought, how can you... What do you have later on? I thought the last kazayis would determine him. But that's my answer to that kasha last time. I gave a possible teretz. Well, at the time that he burnt it, it was the last. Even that's a chiddush. But in this case, it wouldn't even be true. You have stuff left in the fire. Now the gra, I'm not sure what he means by the gra's diuk. I really don't know. It's only a chumra bi'alma that he says. But maybe he means, if it's the fact that it's a chumra bi'alma, we have a right to be mekel. Perhaps he means as follows. If you look in the Ramah, look in the Ramah, please. Tuf Mem Hei, the last line of Sif Aleph. Achim Rotsa L'Sarfo Mi'anach Arabdika Kadesh Di'Gerena Kulda Horashus V'Yodo. You're allowed to do it. Okay? Now, of course, the question is, in Talmudic times, when he did B'dikas Chametz the night before, and they burned it right away, perhaps there was nothing left. Who said he's going to have Chametz for supper and for breakfast? Maybe a little surviving vegetables. We'll go to shul and hear a seum, and it won't be his chametz, you know? So I don't know if that's, I don't see any diuk from that gra. I'm not exactly sure, honestly, what line in the gra he means to be medayik from. But if you, there is a gra here in Sivkotin. There's three gras in this. Dalet, Hay, and Vav. The minig l'sarfo, that's if you pass the Rabbi Yehuda, right? That's the minig of Sreifa. Okay? And he says, Kevin should sorrow from Konas Mani Suro, Minatora Eno. That's Tosha Shita, right? That's Rabbeinu, the Riva, kept the Kazayas until after Chatzos, which we don't do. So, and the Menaminik, either Rosh, according to Pirish Rashi, who's the other way around, which was Sheish sorrow from Rabbi Yehuda, Nikomakom Kodem Sheish, Behei, Ain't Surah Srefa. So then what do we all burn in the fifth hour, because we want to do a bit afterwards. And the Afim Mochro, Venostal, and Nachri Mutter. As it says, he's quoting this from whom? He's quoting this presumably from the Rosh, right? He quotes that Turut Kasha, the Korban Asam, we spoke about. The Minigat Pidas Rashi, but Iker is Tosfos. Maybe it just means that it's only a Churma. That's why I don't see that line that he's referring to. The Groz like the Taz, don't see it. But just letting you know what it says in the classical Sfar. Now, having said all this, Rabosai. Having said all this, is another chumra of Rabosa. Another chumra which he quotes over here, the same Chumas van Hagos. He already printed it in Moana Muzmanim, there was a tact for it. Magodo shal Pesach Alesi, Sheroy Listro fa Chometz b'chatzeiro dafka. If they burn the Chometz in your own backyard, you want to do it in a public place, burn it only in a kli which belongs to you. Because it's kind of, people have these little garbage, metal garbage pails, and put the chametz in there and burn it in your own. But then that's also, Caleb is like chatzera. Why? Because the Ramban says in Chumash that Boteicha means literally your house. Your house. The minute you put into the street, you're no longer in violation of Tashbisu and Bal Yeroh. It's a tremendous kula. But it also leads to the following result. If you burn chametz in the public square, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Remember we saw before, that you want to do the bit left, is you want to be Sorif Chomet Shalom. That the Ramo said. But Chomet Shalom is only half the battle. You have to have Chomet Shalom or Breshuso. That's what you're chayav on, that's what you have to burn. And Breshuso, according to the Ramban, Chomet means literally on your property. Anuchum. So they attacked him. Kam Rabbanu Misigu. Says, Beferesh, according to Rabbanu. Mefar Vezor Leruach Omat Leyam. What, he owns the Yam too? He has a private bay? Some gravier somewhere in certain communities? Maybe they live on the bay, they have some rights to it? I don't know. What goes on over who owns that bay, those bays? I don't know what. The average Jew has no ownership over the bay or the ocean. So what's going on? So Rabbi Shturmach responds very cogently. That's no kasha. That's according to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, I agree that you can get rid of it any way you want. No problem. No problem at all. That's according to Rabbanon. Especially according to Rabbi Chaim. It's a whole long thing. He calls Rabbi Chaim Brisker's Pshat. Whatever it is, it's basically fulfilled passively, you can argue, according to the Rabbanon. Only, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who denies Matal Hayam, the fire should be in your house. That's what he says over here. So I saw the Piskei Tshuvos takes us to its wild conclusion. If you're going to assume that every Jew is supposed to have this mitzvah kiyumis that the Minchas Chinuch spoke about, and burn chametz lechad chila. It's going to come out of Nuchum. Every Jew has to own property. Guys, you own property. You don't even rent property. You live in your parents' house, Baruch Hashem. They take good care of you. Okay? If your father burns, assume your father, your mother, maybe that both names are on the deed to the house. So they will burn the chametz in the backyard. So they fulfill this minig of burning chametz, you know, shalom b'shusa. But you're not on the deed. So you come home, dad, I want to burn some chametz. You're not really fulfilling it because it's not in your yard. It doesn't belong to you. That's footnote 20. Okay, Yisrael Godol, or Midobah by Mitzvah. Shesomech al Shulchan Acher, like his father. Vein lo chametz mishalo. Or even if he has chametz mishalo. Here's an example. Banim Gedolim, Smuchim al Shulchan Aviyim. Why don't you find a new chumra? They should buy their own chametz. That can be done if you want. And burn it. And you have to have your own house. You buy a bedroom and you burn the chametz in your own bedroom. Rachman in the house is going to burn the house. It's ridiculous. I think it's almost like a reductio ad absurdum here in footnote 20. He says if it's a rachim, he says it's serious. This can't be. This can't be.
I think he says like lo shamanu or anything like this.
Right. Lo shamanu. So it can't be. Why is it not? I don't know exactly. Maybe it's, as we said before, the whole thing is only a chumra bialma. As long as there's a fire and we put it in, even though it's probably not burnt to the crisp, and it's probably not doesn't belong to every single Jew, and the property is not his. No, it's just almost like a zeicher ledover. That's you have to explain it. Otherwise, you know, I don't know. We try our best. We should try better, but okay, I can't say more than that. What about the idea of the last kazayas? That's what he says over here too. You think I shouldn't think I made it up? That's the very next siman, Reish Tzadigim. Novochani, me'ara shenahakti lirshon b'shtar mechiras chometz, shemochim kol chometz. Every document of mechiras, we'll see. We're going to discuss this document. I'm going to give you my documents soon. I really mean it. I'm going to give you show you the document that we use, and we sell everything, even crumbs. Af ma'ashenim b'furut b'shtar. Whatever, even if it's not included in itemized in the shtar. Came the chomer marasha. If he burns it after the sale, Hare Kevin Shemocha Kfar Kol Chemtzo Eina Sorav Shalom. He's not burning his own. Eina Mekayim Mitzvah Sreif. Vim Sorav the Fnei's Mana Mechira. If you burn it before the sale, Kevin Kshesorav Lo Mocha Radayim Vinishalo Ot Chomet Shalom Nimka. Right? Eina Mekayim Mitzvah Sreif. Why? She Yisoda Bakazayis Achron. Shebezeh mevuah legami achametz meshus to b'sreiva. Lo mekayim mitzvah b'chol mash esorah from the Pesach. I thought he's right. The last kazayas will count. So you lose either way. If you do the sale first, you sold the crops. If you do the burning first, so the last thing is gotten rid of by a sale, not by the burning. So what's the point? He doesn't intend to sell. That was just going to burn later. Worse than that. Mechira totally bebreira. What does breira mean? Yes, breira, ain't breira. We won't do the translation of breira.
Retroactive
clarification. Since we don't know at this point whether he's going to be burning this or not, we don't know whether it's included in the sale or not. So then you have a major problem. So we don't have no idea what the whole sale will be bottled with. Because then we pass it to the right hand grave. Okay, so Ian, Echlino, Berapesa, Beza Shaw, Listen, Pekan, and Mitzvah said. This is already from his old Hagoda in Bawana Uzman. Good question. I told you what I do. I told my friend Mr. Brown, John, you see this bag? This bag I'm not selling to. And we have two sales that we do with Mr. Brown. The regular sale. We also have a sale which is for commercial enterprises. It feels a more complex. In the commercial sale, we say this document is the controlling document, and any other documents are null and void. Any other agreements on the side are null and void. That's to protect major commercial enterprises. In the classical one, that was for everybody's sale, that statement is not there. So Mr. Brown pointed it out to me. Said, you know, Rabbi,
If you make an oral side agreement that you're holding this bag of 10 crumbs and it's not included in the sale, then it's not included in the sale. Because the standard document does not preclude any such overriding side agreement that's made verbally. That's for my bag. I'm okay, because I'm the rabbi. I have my bag. And every other rabbi who sells, they have their bags. What about all those people coming in to come 11 o'clock after the sale will be over and come and put your bags in the fire? So I tell Mr. Brown, other people have bags. So the question is that dependent upon braver? So the fiyan yastayti, it's a safe assumption that by 10 o'clock in the morning when they start the sale, that everyone's bag has already been designated. I hope. And not adding from the bags, subtracting from the bags. So I say, whoever has a bag like this, that's being excluded from the sale. Even though he doesn't know exactly where that bag is, it doesn't matter. That's not retroactive clarification. That was clarified objectively at the moment. Just even though we don't know exactly where it is right now, this bag. John, I have another bag I left upstairs. That's also included. That's what I do. But honestly, I am bothered a little bit by the issues that he's raising over here. So that's why I tell people, lachatchila, they should bring in their chametz after the sale is over. So the last chametz will be burned again. Assume it's really burnt to the crisp, and all those technical details. That's what I suggest. The best I can do. He suggests some people don't sell chametz gama. Some of my customers, they're selling nothing. They don't want to sell chametz gama. They're afraid to sell it. They think it's a haroma. We'll get to these details soon enough when we get to the bechiras chametz. But if that's the case, he says, they should burn the chametz before the sale. Because the last kazayas is going to be burnt. They're not selling any real chametz. I agree. But the average person does sell chametz gama. Yes. Well, they burnt meat, not bread. It's probably even harder to burn meat all the way through, no? What do you say? I never burnt. Take a George Foreman grill and leave it on for 3 hours. What'll happen?
I don't know.
Burn to the crisp?
I don't know about the grill, but other than that, I assume that.
Roaring.
They were big.
Well, it was off the mizbeah, but there must have been big fires.
You have like fires. We showed Hishman HaShemayim.
I'm not sure for the burning of the nosa that had to be the Hishman HaShemayim, but. They said they had big fires and it burnt all the way through. Okay, very good. Interestingly, fascinatingly, look at this now. So he writes, don't write this leaving out the bags in the shtar itself, because it's kula rabmi tikuno, it can ruin the whole sale. So that's what he says. You can't write it. I also agree you shouldn't write it in. But I just make a side agreement, which I believe is valid, does not depend upon Breira, if the bags have been designated. Fine. Then he writes as follows. Because the paparov, he said in the shtar, chutz me'asar psisim chomet sheichati l'kayim bo mitzvah sreifa enim b'chal ha-mechira. The keyword is sheichati. At the moment of the sale, they've already been designated. The problem is people put in more than the 10 crumbs. Have you seen Pekiris Chomets? They've been with bagels. They come in bags, boxes. Who knows, pasta with, I don't know what the old noodle kugel from the cakes from, who knows when, from Purim or from Hanukkah or from Sukkot. I don't know when came out of the freezer. I don't know. It's crazy. Right, so that's a bit of a problem. But then he says, if you want to really fulfill the mitzvah of Sreifas Chametz, Sorech Psisin, Sheyesh Bohem Kezayis, Shebelavoch and Mitzvah's beer. What an irony. We just got through seeing the Shari Tshuva who said what? Make sure the crumb is not Kezayis. Comes up Sturmach and says, make sure the crumb is a Kezayis. Because if it's not a Kezayis, so then you haven't burned anything. It's nothing to share. But hold on. The Lahar Beit Psisin, Bechatzi Shia and Mitzvah's beer on each one. Or Koponim, he says, Baruch Hashem, Shimunachim Bekli Echad, Shemitzar from the Kazayas. Phew! He's masking that if I have 10 crumbs in one bag, that the bag will put him over the Kazayas mark. That's what I do. I try to get less than Kazayas each crumb, although I don't make the crumbs. Maybe whether it depends which Shia Kazayas you have, a Chazanish Kazayas, it's less. Although the Chazanish himself, by the way, not for now, was not into this, this Kazayas and Kabeta ratio of the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, the Kabeta is very big,
This kazayas is very small. For those who know, even what you read, what the stipler wrote about it, but that's again not for now. If you take right ten loose crumbs, no kazayas, no klima tzarfan, it's a garnish. That's what it is as well. I'm just giving you know the end of Reish Sadikim. Okay, Rabbi Sam? So we see that burning chametz, it sounds easy, but it's not as easy as meets the eye. Okay, Rabbi Sam, everyone with me so far? Good. This concludes part one of the shiur. Now we begin part two. Part two is the question which we raised already yesterday. How can you say that Bayro Bayimotzi begins at Chatzos, when it's a Befurish Pasuk, Shivas Yom. Who asked this question? Mordechai, you remember who?
The
Ravid. Perek Gimel, Loch HaKes, against the Rambam. Shivas Yom. Open up your right, please, your Mishnah Brura. Please open up your Mishnah Brura. Tuf Mem Gimel, the very beginning. Tuf Mem Gimel. Chometz, Mishay Shol, Solomal, Yom Yudalad, Osir Bahanoh. Okay, there's an Isser Anah. We know this. That's we pass. We have at the Paskin. It's Asam Anah B'Darais. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda, although many Paskin pass like Rabbi Shimon, who holds either Asam Anah B'Darabonah or not at all. Okay, but the Machaber Paskin is a Chumah. Fine. Fine. Good. As a matter of fact, the Sharat Tzion Aleph talks about it. The Mechaber like the Rambam, like Rabbi Yehuda, not so poshut. Some say there's no lav, only tashbisu, even according to the Shita, that's the Raisa. Look on the Ravid, that's the Ravid, right? And the Mechaber, as he says, and the Smag. Okay? Well, if you say, this is a little tricky over here. A little tricky. Ein boru im oster ozbano midaraisa, ein shamba devrayim. The Sharatian is conflating two issues. One, whether there is a Pasuk Abuda Rab Shimon, and two, whether there's Bayro Bayimotze from Chatzos. Two different issues. That's a little bit bothersome. As a matter of fact, if you look in here in Sivkot and Beis in the Sharatian, let's read the Mishnah Berurah. We're not doing justice. Midaraisa, v'yolot b'gemara v'netzil l'sochal of chametz al kabban haPesach. L'sochal chametz b'shal shiril l'shkidas haPesach al piyud haShita. Chatzos hayom ve'elav shumein arba'im. B'shal shal sochilas habana. Ochan adayin ein al achilas ochiyav karas adalayla. V'cheinin bal yirah b'yamatze yeskimu kama poskim. De'ein over v'mashem mashem chametz b'shal shal salamalam. Calls man shlogia yemei apesach guf mitchsev shivas yamim sol imatzav v'teichem leirol uchol gufsor b'chol gufuchos shivas yamim. As I read to you yesterday from the chumash, mikol makom av shein over b'bayira over b'chol rega v'rega shemasha chometz b'beiso al mitzvah zaseh detashbisu tamim v'teichem. That's the Morgan Avraham against the tzlach, the corollary of pesach b'sheish shol s'lamal kibur b'shas. Very nice. Now who this kama poskim beis? Morgan Avraham Shem Magad Mishnah, Chinas Arayvid, Umaram Rabbarach, Chok Yaakov. That there's no Bayro till the night. Lo Brirahi, the Das Rashi, in Babakamachov Tesim Psachim Davdalam, the Maskal Bain Rame, we saw this already. To Mishay Shol, so the Malav of Bayro, the Chain Mashma, here's the new Maramachim, Das Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel, Ayin Shom. Let's take a look, Rabbeinu, please turn, it's printed in our Dapim. On the Zayin Amad Alf. They're both, it's printed on Zayin Amad Alf in our pagination, even though it belongs to Rav Amad Beis. V'dachinam, Shema Yimso'ena Achazmani Sura. Everyone see it? You have my print? It's in my print, it's on page, it's page printed on Zayin Amad Alf. It's right by the bottom of the Tosus Boulevard. That's where it's right next to it. Ubitulo also eis enamo klum. Kenodam mevatal eladava shalo. Vachomets bismani sura yotze mershuso. Venokori chemso. El ischayevo. Hear the key words. Biriyoso. Uvioso motsui bershuso. Bilvat. Why did the Rabbeinu Chananel choose such unusual formulations? He says that it wasn't more say, ain't a b'shusa, but someone calls it a b'shusa, for nischayev b'hem. What do you mean nischayev b'hem? Pasha, the word nischayev doesn't mean an essay, it means a lav. And he gave the phrases of the lavim, respectively. B'ri'yoso, u'viyoso, matzui etzla. Right? Isn't that amazing? Right? It's quite amazing. The truth is, that's what Rashi also says. Rashi seems to say the same thing. That means lischayev alein. Rashi says that it's the lashon chiyuv, which the Rashi uses, right? Lischayev means a lav, and Rashi said the same thing over here. Navov amud beis kilei b'shusa lischayev alein means the lav. This is Rashi l'shitasam b'avdalid and above b'kama. There's a lav b'al yiroh by yemotze from 12 o'clock. From 12 o'clock, this could be the opinion of the of Rashi as well. Okay, and if you look in the even in the Rambam, when the Rambam, well, let's put the Rambam aside for the moment. We'll come back to it. If you look in the, I have the Kovetz. Listen to this now. Let's say if we haven't quoted yet. Pretty sure it's in it. I saw it yesterday. It's called Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. It's almost America. You know, Anglos. We had Gedolim in England a long time ago. I happened to see it yesterday in here. I can't find it. Anyway, Tosfos Chachmei Anglia has the following expression on this Gemara, Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, that the Gemara implies that Chometz Misheshol Salamala is Chayav Abayro Abayimotze. That's what he says pshat in this Gemara. Why do you need a son a kos of Kili B'shusa? Right. This is a question which is in effect raised. If you can do me a favor, find Chachmei Anglia. I'm sure it's in here. Just find the. Pretty sure it's there. I'm pretty sure I saw it there yesterday. Right, someone's got mixed up between the various kovtim that I have. So Rabbeinu David, in effect, asked this question. That's at the end of the Maram HaKomos. On Avavah Mebeis. Shnei Dvarim. Right? Ena b'shusa b'shen shol son lemal, it's also b'ana. Okay. Okay. He asked the question on Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean v'asan akoskil ne b'shusa? For b'shen shol son lemal, thank you so much. Ena overlov v'bayro v'yamotze, k'oshimes yamim k'sivi, k'moshe k'osav de lemal. So, what do you mean I saw Kilim Shusa L'Tzchayelim? It's not true. There's no Bayi Ra'a until the night. Thank you so much. The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, here in Vava Mebeis, writes as follows. Uvachames Ksiv Lo Yero L'cha Shalcha. That's how we know Asana the cause of Kili B'shuso. Because Lo'yiro L'cha, and it's Lo'yiro presumably from Chatzos and on. That's exactly how the Rach knew, and Rashi knew, that it's Ba'yiro from 12 o'clock. That's what it means, Asana the cause of Kili B'shuso, in order to be able to have him violate Ba'yiro L'cha. Otherwise, what do you need it for? Tosfos Chachmei Anglia says it. Rabbi Nadav is bothered with the same thing. He wants to give a teretz. Yikel emeimar, haidam rinan, asana kosa kila b'shusa? No. Nine tashpisu karmina. Shu mitzvah, all of the mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah tashpasa, kila b'shusa. No. He's saying that it's for the purpose of tashpisu. So the footnote 76 in Rabbeinu David, it's against the tzlach. Again, if you have a chance, you'll We'll discuss it perhaps later, what this exactly means. But the simple pshat is that this Gemara implies that it is b'shuso for the purpose of being over by or by a matzah. That's the source of the Rach, the Rashi, perhaps the Rambam. So the problem still remains, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but it says Shivas Yamim. The Ravitz Kasha remains a Kasha. It says Shivas Yamim. What do we do with that? So the answer presumably comes from the hold on one second. So why don't we say Asanki Rishusa as the Rabbeinu David said, for purpose of Tashbih. So how did the Rach and Rashi know that's for purposes of Bayra Bayamatzeh? This question is a good question. Again found in the Sefer, the Sifchaim. This is in Simon Lamed Aleph. Maybe the Rabbeinu David is right. It's for purposes of Tashbisu. So how do we know that there's Bayro Bayamatzeh in this Gemara? How do you know? Maybe it's for purposes of Tashbisu. He quotes to the Rabbeinu David. Quotes Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. It's based on this Gemara. They quote it Slach, that Rashi all the way, because it was Mischayev. Mischayev means a laugh. Everything is fine. Of course, the question becomes, why can't it be for Tashbisu? That's exactly what Rabbeinu David said. Why can't it be for Tashbisu? That's a good question. V'nira Levar, says the Sibchayim Lamal, based on the Shagas Aryeh Pegimel. The Shagas Aryeh Pegimel has a Chiddush. The difference between Bayra, Bayamotze, and Tashbisu. V'yishesh b'shusel chomes v'pesach, votzi b'shusel l'shus rabbi, threw into the street. V'yishesh Bayra, Bayamotze, and over. It's out of his possession. Right? But how do you define that? Out of his house, out of his possession. That may be to this question of the Ramban, which we spoke earlier about this morning in the Shir. Okay. But, for Tashbisu, Adayin over Olav, Achivarenim and Olav, for those Sagi, Mashamotziah, Mershuso. It's not enough. They get it out of his Mershuso. Now we understand the Rach on both sides. It says in the Gemara. That if the chometz would be ainu b'shusa, you wouldn't be over. You know, so called the kila b'shusa. That's only by valyeroa, because according to that tashbis, you're over even if it's not b'shusa. That's how he suggests to deflect the terror to the Rabbeinu David. I guess Rabbeinu David either disagrees with the Shagas Aryeh, or may depend upon exactly what moment. Here it's all happening the same at 12:00. This is what it says over here in this siman. The original question. But it says in the Pasuk Befurish, Shivas Yamin. Shivas Yamin, right? Shivas Yamin. So he gives the following answer. The Mechilta. The Mechilta is quoted in that Ramban. And he says it's quoted, he says it's quoted in Rabbeinu Peretz. So that's why I put down the Maram Makoma, since you have Rabbeinu Peretz in the back of your Gemara. Chof Ches Amin Aleph. Please turn. Chof Ches Amin Aleph to Rabbeinu Peretz. Chof Ches Amin Aleph Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabban also quotes his Mechilta. It's paragraph below, which is page Tezayin, column 3 on top. You want the Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda? Because it's Mechilta. Parashas Bo. Rabbi Akiva, or some say Rabbi Omer. Lo yerol chosov, lo yerol chachometz. Eidu Ashbasa She'enu B'Bal Yerah, which is going to eliminate the Chometz completely, B'Bal Yerah, it won't be found at all. Heviyom B'Sreifa Tokolo L'Gamre. Any other way of destroying it, it's not going to destroy it. You'll pulverize it, you make it into smithereens, but each smithereen, each morsel exists. Only by burning it can you transform it into a different object. That's the only way to have the Tashbisu to the extent that's Lo Yerah Lo Yimotze Klal. This linkage of the Hekesh, we'll call it, of Bayirol, Bayamotzi, and Tashbisu, indicates to a Chazal that although it's had Shivas Yamin, but since Tashbisu already exists from the afternoon of Erev Pesach, so Bayirol and Bayamotzi exist as well from this Hekesh. That's the only way to answer the question the Rav asks against Shita Asha, Rashi,
and presumably Shitas HaRambam as well. If you look finally in the Rambam, he says Kemat Beferish like Rabbeinu Chananel. This Paragimel, look, if you have in the back, you're in the back already. Look in Hilchos Chametz Mata Paragimel Halacha Ches. Paragimel Halacha Ches. What does it say? The Fichachem Lo Bittel Kodem Sheish. Look at the next few words. That's exactly what they're right. Verbatim from the Rach. Verbatim from the Rach. Meirik. So the Rach Shita is with the Rambam Shita. The Ravid asked the Kasha we gave Tirutz. Most I want to stop now and talk a little bit about the Parsha of Shavua. So, but before I even get there, I think it's time we should have a Chazara, a Bechina. We've learned a lot of things. We had 3 weeks before Sukkos and 3 weeks after Sukkos. To meet him a maskim. Okay, because it's good to have a chazar. The bechina is just an excuse to chazar. So maybe Sunday we'll still go, we'll just finish up things on Sunday. Maybe next week we'll have a chazara. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Maybe 2 days on Kiddush and Yonim, and 2 days on Pitl and Yochamatz and Yonim. Maybe they'll give a bechina a week from Sunday, if that's good for the Talmidim. If. Yeah?
I was just curious, I know Rebbe has been giving share for a very long time in the yeshiva. Did the yeshiva always have
the
Shiran always have
bechinos,
or is it like a new
thing? Oh, I give fewer bechinos than I used to give, and not as hard. When I was young, I used to give 3 bechinos every semester without exception. This went on for, I would say, more than 15 years. I was a real tough young Rebbe, like young Rebbe should be. I got a little bit older. I mean, got a little bit older, so I relaxed and relented a little bit. So it's not as the bechinas are not as frequent and not as hard, but still a bechina is good. Not for me. You're not going to get into Harvard or not based on my bechina. It's not no gay to these things. It's just an opportunity for chazara. Chazara is important, and I try to these days. I try to give 2 bechinas each zman. Usually, recently used. I can't guarantee every single year. The first bechina was a written bechina because people have more time. I found in the middle of the semester. And the finals, when everyone's busy with their own, I've given recently oral bechinas, which is just to save you a little bit of time, a little bit of effort in writing up long bechinas. And really recently, you can do your bechinas in your computers. Easy for me to read and easy for you to write. It's fine. So really, it's not that's in that spirit. Okay, so I'm tentatively scheduling in this fashion. So we'll have Sunday, we'll try to finish up. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll have Chazara. And the following Sunday, believe that or a Bechina. Okay, if it has to change for whatever reason, let me know. But whenever it is, I'm asking everybody to come and take the Bechina. People who don't take the Bechinas, come at me 4 years late, I can't graduate because I missed the Bechina. And then they go, just take it. Whatever you get at 40, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. It's just, it matters, but it doesn't really matter. Just take the Bechina. Have also, please. The topic for today is a difficult topic. Spoke about it a little bit. In the past. There are issues which are coming up time and time again. And it's difficult to discuss them. This is not a relieve us of our responsibility to say what has to be said. This week, in Parshas Vayera,
We talk about the chait of Sodom. But the chait of Sodom, at first glance, what's the chait? Shali, shali, shalcha, shalcha. Zeh mida beinanis. V'yesham mida Sodom. What's wrong? What's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. What's so terrible? So the answer is that there could be things which are terrible, even if technically speaking, there's no violation of any of the mitzvahs of the Torah. There was no gzela, nothing. Shali, shali, shalcha, shalcha. But that itself is something which we should not be following, of course. Midas Sodom. People can die of starvation. Shali, shali, shalcha, shalcha. Where's your heart? Where are your feelings? Where's your sensitivity? He said, well, show me. I'm not over any gzela. Doesn't matter. The whole city was overturned in a terrible way. More than that, this midah was institutionalized. Chazal say that, you know, if someone wanted to go lifnim Yishur HaSadim and give tzedakah, he was taking his life into his hands. Because they insisted that this midah stone should be the midah of the entire city. They didn't give an opportunity for someone who had a heart to act accordingly. As we mentioned, I think in Aleh Shmuz, which was very brief, Kol Pirtza She'ena Min HaGdolim Eina Pirtza. Here the quote Gdolim of Sodom were so insistent that this Shali Shali and Shalcha Shalcha be the absolute rule with no exceptions. Led to a terrible, terrible end to Sodom. So should I say, we have issues which are painful. Individuals who are doing things which are wrong. But if they do them as individuals, as bad as it may be, the community at large can, in fact, survive. Otherwise not. Let me do a citation from the Sefer Akedas Yitzchok, classical Sefer, here in our parasha. He's explaining what happened in Sodom. Why was Sodom destroyed? What caused the final destruction of Sodom? The tzak hakatzak kosa, right? Everybody knows that Rashi quotes the hakatzak kosa. Someone wanted to give tzedaka. This poor girl, and they burned her. Terrible. From that moment, hinei alayla hu nagol kimin hagam v'nigdusha saasa kimala mikedem mikol mina chet u'pesha asher keila amachayvim kloya. But it wasn't any single sin of any individual. It was a communal sin.
Now, it had to be destroyed. Avon Pulili Shofti Oir or Ashevet Chayavim Levarim and Olam. The people who are in charge are required to eliminate this terrible behavior. If the leaders will just be silent and not protest, or make believe they don't see, and everyone has to be destroyed. Talking about Pelegish, and I recommend that you read this carefully. It's page Kuf Samach Beis in the Sefer that we have Akedas Yitzchak. He knows what's going on already in his day. In other words, if a private person sins and the rabbi does not say it's okay, the community will survive. The sinner will have to give a din v'cheshv. If the rabbis are quiet, when these somewhat, they're not such unbelievably serious sins, Yainesach, Vinasakum, Shatnes, you know, the first two are the Rabbanan. And the second, or the third is the Daraisa, okay, but it's an Isalav, I'm not politically it. Often it's Shatnes, the Rabbanan. You can't be quiet. You're not going to believe what's going to say now. If you never heard this, you're not going to believe what I'm telling you. I'm reading it, so I'm reading it verbatim. So you can't say I made it up. Al odos hanoshim hakdeshos. Who knows what the word kadesha means? Ayah kadesha. I don't have to translate. Shayisu and rofe piad shofte Yisrael asher bedoreinu. In his time, there were kadeshos. Did I translate? Everyone knows what I'm talking about? Ayah Kadesha, he by Nayam Aladorach. We'll call it a woman of ill repute. Try not to give the more crass translation. Okay? Fine. Catch this now. Not believable. For the old, Elishakvayosu Biktaskihilos, it's mind boggling. In certain Jewish communities, and everyone's from these communities, I mean, so-called from, Litein lohem chanina b'neihem, to allow these women to, how should we say, ply their trade with a wink. Gam yesh, this is even more unbelievable, shemaspikim lohem pras mehakol, they're on the communal payroll. Rabbosai, this Sefer Akedas Yitzchak was not written in the 20th century. And exactly, when did the Akedah Yitzchak of Yitzchak ben Aramoz Zeichet Tzadik v'Kodesh Livrocha, what year did he live?
1420 to 1490.
There you go, the 15th century. It's a long time ago. Why would a Jewish community in the 15th century, presumably in Spain, why would they pay money for these women, put them on the communal payroll, listed a cheshbon? They had a cheshbon. Kiyamru. Kevin shematzilos es haravokim. They stopped the single men. Oh, ascholim, or the silly men. Mechait isur eishes isha chomer. These men could not control their passions. They had to find some woman to consort with. And they figured, all right, we'll take Jewish women who are single. And we'll put them on the community payroll, and they will do what they do to prevent the men from worse sins, chas v'shalom adultery with the neis hashish, ol misakonas hagoyos, or they will get involved with non-Jewish women. Now, technically speaking, you could argue that a non-Jewish woman, so what kind of aveira is she? What kind of aveira is a Jewish woman? Is she nida? Mutam sheyavru alav zeh, the lav of, we'll call it premarital relations with an unmarried woman. Misheyavo that is a skila, aishes ish, osakona sreifa, which was sreifa comes in over here. I'm not sure where sreifa comes in, whatever it may be. Vani danti alze pa'omim rabos lifneim v'lifnei gedoleim. I of Yitzchak Aramah argue with them for them and their leaders, the great ones. Vizbarti lahem shachet ha'godol ashayaver all of ish mi beis Yisrael b'seiser v'shalol adas rabam v'mishuz bezin. No matter how serious a sin, it's a private sin which is not known by the community, and now with the assent or complicit assent of Bezdin, chatas yochiru, it's a private sin. V'hu shebavono yomos ayde Bezdin shomala omata v'chol Yisrael nekiim, the rest of the community is clean. And in Pilegesh Begiva, if Ayub Bezdin shalamosim anoshim or ashoim hem levadam biad Yisrael, would have been that way. Omno. Hachet hakota, even a much smaller sin, kshiaskimu all of das rabim vad, if the majority will just not protest, vados nitna v'vote dineim shlolim chosbo, not to protest against the sin, hinehu zima, it's hard to translate the word zima, vavon pelili, a terrible, terrible sin of judgment, v'chatas hakol kulo, it is a sin of the entire community, v'lo nitan l'mechila, it cannot be forgiven, imlo b'peronos hakol, if not chalila v'chas, that the entire community suffer, as was with B'nai Binyamin, al ishtatfan b'avon, the Pelegesh Begiva, v'hu hoya avon sdom, k'mo she'bi'arnu, she'heim u'bodei dinin shalahem eskimu, not to allow the poor to be supported. For the chenu tovu mutav sheikarsu or yisarfu or yisaklu achatoyim ahim benav shosam. Whether it's meant in Bez Neshamat or Bez Neshamala, mishteoker os echad me'atora baskama sarabim kimo she'amr bazeh she'asab bo parsha b'fnei atzma. Losia Kadesha Kimoshi's Borsham Bezus Hashem. He argued this to the Gdolim of 15th century Spain, who didn't get it. Umishalo Yakabo Zebedaito Ein lo chelek bibina venachla betora lokis. The sin of Sodom, which caused the city to be destroyed, was not a particular personal sin. It was institutionalized as being a legitimate way of behavior, and the Chachamim turned the leaders of Sodom turned a blind eye to this behavior. Same thing Pilegesh Begiva. So therefore, this makes an incumbent upon rabbinic leadership to protest, each one in his own way, against certain behaviors which are not consistent with the Torah. This means we're not permitted to institutionalize any of them. Just to go back to the mashal that he gave, in my community there were instructions that if a woman who's known to be single should show up at the mikveh and wanted to be terrible in the mikveh, we don't let her in. If she goes in, so then she lives with some boyfriend, so it's true he's in violation of the, at worst, according to the Rambam, an Isa Lav, Kadesha. But if you don't let her in, and she lives with a boyfriend, it's a much worse Isa. Isa of Karis, Isa of Nida. Here's the answer in Sefer Akedas Yitzchak. This individual does on her own, that's her business. But to knowingly allow a woman who's single into a mikveh, that means you're basically giving your green light to practices which are against the halacha. Can't do it. Can't do it. The same thing I believe is true. Individuals who conduct themselves inappropriately, with, for example, adulterous behavior, you can't just make nice to them. Because it's something which is a become a chatas hakol. It's true of any sin, as I mentioned briefly last time. But particularly sins of this nature, interpersonal sins, and they're all interpersonal, we have to be even more careful. That was chatas dom. Aside from all their beinon lamakom, they wouldn't support a person who's dying, shali shali shalcha shalcha. And they went even so far as to punish those who had a heart. And, as I said last week briefly, adulterous behavior is not only ben adam lamakom, it's also ben adam lachavera. This leads to a very difficult topic, which time is not allowed to go into it in any length, but, you know, my balabatim and shul, they put things on my, give me things in the hand to respond to. So, I guess you can get them online. We can maybe talk about it a little bit in the future. Just give two Mara Makomis from last week's newspapers. It's not in my Mara Makomis. It was not put down with the Rabbeinu Govitz and the Mishnah Brewers. Last Friday's Wall Street Journal. And have any idea what I'm talking about? Nobody knows. Baruch Hashem, Ashreichem v'tov lechem. You're sitting and learning about Smad Atzuma. Go on. I'm sure you can get it in the press of one button. Last Friday's Wall Street Journal. The author is someone who goes by the name Shmuley Boteach. What he has to say. And that someone gave it to me last Friday night in my hand. Rabbi, talk about this, which I did. Shalosh Shudas. And then, after speaking, they gave me another piece of paper, which had come out also, and I think I believe it's in a newspaper called The Jewish Week, by a man who's called Rabbi Steven Greenberg. And we'll see what he wrote. No one saw that either. Nobody. You think so? One person saw that. So Ashreichem v'tov lechem. None of you even heard about the Wall Street Journal. Is that piece? Not about stocks. And almost no one even heard about what this other individual wrote. It's very difficult to respond at one time and one at the same time somewhat sympathetically, at the same time without being guilty of the violating the words of the Sefer HaKedosh Yitzchak to these writings. I'll just say one thing. I don't have time for one Ha'ara. You may have guessed by now, the topic of these two, I guess maybe if you don't know the personalities, maybe you didn't guess. But if you know the, especially the second name that I mentioned, it's about the homosexuals in the Jewish community. So what got me the most upset about the first Wall Street Journal article is the last paragraph. I think it's the last paragraph, in which the author writes that the greatest fear of what he calls people who are both, what he, in his language, gay and people who are, quote, straight, those are his words, is to be alone. No one wants to be alone. After all, should we throw the book at someone who doesn't be alone? The Torah says, Lo tov ve'os adon levado. It's not good for man to be alone. Stop scratching my head. Huh? What? How's that pasuk end? You don't see a big about courage, and how it ends. How's it end? SLO, A is a connector. So the Rebbe Hashem did surgery, and out came a woman. A woman. Not a man, a woman. To quote that pasuk as somehow attempting to affect our attitude towards individuals who have male partners. I mean, is there any greater, how should I say it, abuse of the Dvar Hashem? Discussing the sin itself now. I have to leave, as I told you, to go to Olavaya. So these, if you
Those two things are worth discussing when there's more time. I wouldn't even talk about it. But we have the Akedah's demand that we say, no, this is prohibited behavior, and we cannot condone it any which way. We're not doing the skilus reifa that the Sefer HaKedushim is talking about. Even he says it's going to be bidei shemayim, it's going to be bidei adam. I'm saying publicly, not bidei adam. Publicly. You should not do anything chalila to inflict any physical damage on these individuals. And frankly, in my view, we shouldn't be inflicting emotional damage either. At the same time, dealing with some of the challenges that are being put down to us by these individuals who both have the first name rabbi, it requires, and they're both Orthodox, so they claim, so it requires a nuanced response. There's discussion there about therapies, which, again, I just don't have the time to discuss it adequately at the present time, but lean at it one day, we will. You can maybe bring in those Maramakovas aside, put it somewhere. Okay. So, Blinetta Mitzvah on Sunday, regular time, we will have the final Shia Blinetta finishing up these Inyanim. We'll have Chazara Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll try half on the Kiddush Inyanim, half on the Chometz Inyanim, and followed by a Bechina, tentatively scheduled for the following Sunday. Okay? And then we'll start the new Inyanim. Saturday, Shabbat. Good. Shabbat to one. Yeah.
That article actually wasn't published in the Wall Street Journal. I started in the Jerusalem Post.
Nathan, do you have this?